We cease not to beg that you will be filled with the knowledge of the will of God in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from today's epistle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Early in the 20th century, there was a woman in the city of Bordeaux who was dying. She was an acquaintance of the Archbishop of Bordeaux, and the Archbishop went over to visit her on her deathbed. The woman was the daughter of a French general, and the Archbishop was very impressed with the woman's knowledge and her feeling for the Catholic faith. And he asked the woman, who instructed you, who taught you the Catholic faith so well? She made a remarkable reply. She said to him, Your Excellency, it was the Emperor Napoleon himself. It turned out that when the woman was young, her father, a French general, had gone to the island of St. Helena to be with Napoleon, who was in exile there after the loss of his empire. She was 10 years old, and when she was received by Napoleon, Napoleon said to her, You're a very pretty little girl, and as you grow up, you will be still prettier. Now, this has its advantages, and this has its dangers. To deal with the dangers, you have to know your Catholic faith, know your religion. And I will teach you your religion myself. So for 2 years, several times a week, the little girl would go to the emperor, and he would teach her catechism. When she was 13, Napoleon said, Now you're ready for First Communion. For it was at about the age of 13 or 14 that children received First Communion in those times. Napoleon said that I will get the priest to come here to give you your First Holy Communion. And when he comes to give you his First Holy Communion, he can also help prepare me for death. And the emperor kept his promise. Now, when we think of Napoleon, we think of all the deeds that he performed that seem so great in the eyes of the world. But far greater was this one thing that he did in the sight of Almighty God, to teach this little girl her religion. We begin our Christian life with baptism. And when we learn our catechism, one of the first things we learn is that we are supposed to know, love, and serve God. Now, the first, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of the faith, is essential to the next 2 points, to loving Him and to serving Him. Indeed, there's a dialogue at the beginning of the baptismal ceremony, and the priest asks the child, through the godparents, What dost thou ask of the Church of God? And the godparents respond, Faith. And the priest says, What doth faith bring thee to? The godparents respond, In the child's name, life everlasting. Then the priest says in Latin, Sigitur vis ad vitam in gradi serva mandata, If therefore thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And then he begins with a little instruction, as it were, in the commandments, love the Lord thy God, and so on. So we begin our Christian lives with a little instruction in the commandments, and this has to continue throughout our Christian lives. Those who are well instructed, as the Emperor Napoleon knew, are less liable to be deceived, less liable to fall into sin. Ignorance of the faith produces many, many evils. It obscures the intellect, it hardens the heart. We misunderstand parts of the Catholic faith. So we say we doubted the Catholic faith. And so many times when someone says he's doubted the Catholic faith, generally that is a sign simply that he does not understand some element of the Catholic faith. So far, I suppose you agree with me. And you say, well, Father, that's self-evident. I agree with it, etc. But the question is always, what are you going to do about it? What are the practical resolutions that you are going to make? I suggest two today. First of all, learn your faith by reading and study. And second, for those of you who are parents, you teach the faith to your children. You learn by reading and study, and you teach the faith to your children. The first point, learn by reading. How do you spend your downtime when you're not working at some particular task? What do you do to relax a little bit in the evening? It is, I think, a very important question, and we should use all the time that we have wisely and well. I suggest that you do not spend enough time reading and studying and trying to learn about your faith. You should always have books about the faith to hand somewhere. Your home, your Catholic home should not only reflect that fact that it is Catholic by different religious images and by how you try to live out the will of God there, but you should always have books to hand that touch upon your holy faith, your holy religion in some way. Your houses should be filled with books about this. About, for instance, apologetics, how to defend the Catholic faith. Or various books on lives of the saints. Or devotional, books of devotional and spiritual reading, things that tell you about the spiritual life. Different explanations of the faith for adults and for children. Question and answer books about the Catholic faith. Traditional Catholic literature about the great issues of our own time. Now, you may say that, well, Father, you know, I'm really not a reader. I'm not the reading or the studying type. And I respond this way, that you can always read a little bit. I think of it as when you have different books, you don't necessarily have to read all of them all the way through. You can read an awful lot just by picking things down off the shelf or up off a table and just grazing through it for a few minutes. You'd be surprised how much you can learn that way. That's a practice that I myself got onto many years ago, to go around with a book, pick a book off the shelf, sometimes open it up at random. You'd be surprised what you can learn about the Catholic faith if you do that. And it doesn't take an awful lot of effort to do that. You just have to be generally conscious that this is something that I want to do. I want to learn more about the Catholic faith. So you should have books about it around. It's very important for you to fulfill your duties as a Christian. And there are all levels and all types of books of these sorts about apologetics, about the spiritual life, about the lives of the saints, and so on. Hundreds of thousands, millions of books about this. Some are going to appeal to you. Some are going to appeal to you very much. But you have to be conscious of that. You have to look around for it, the grazing approach. You say, well, man, oh, I don't have time for something like that. I'm too busy. Yesterday I had a conversation with a man after the baptism. He said that people frequently tell him that. And he says, well, how long every day do you watch TV? If you get rid of the TV, you'd be surprised how much time you have. You'd be surprised. Or time spent listening to the radio, listening to talk radio. People carry on and blather about different things. Better to spend that time learning some more about the Catholic faith, deepening your understanding of it. So it's our first point, is to learn and study. Get books. Second, for parents, teach your children the Catholic faith. Teach your children the Catholic faith yourself. We ask the question, why do kids fall away when they get older sometime? The responsibility for teaching them the Catholic faith, for giving them an example, is your responsibility primarily. You're the first line of defense. We have children in a catechism class for 40 minutes once a week throughout the school year. Parents have to make up for that, and they have to see to it that they impart the Catholic faith to their children. It's not enough simply to leave it to Sunday and church and so on. If you do that, religion, the practice of religion, will be something extraneous to them, external to their regular life. It's something that's added on, something that's done on Sunday, but apart from that, you really don't think of it too very much. So, parents, you have this responsibility to teach your kids in the home during the course of the week. You have to quiz your children, your young children, on their catechism. You have to be sure that they memorize, and they first memorize the questions and answers, or rather the answers to the catechism questions, that they memorize and know their prayers, and then you have to be sure that they understand what everything means. You have to learn how to explain it to children at a level they can understand. You must do that. You have to get some books for yourself, and you have to figure out how to do that. So with the younger children, there's a question of quizzing them all the time on their catechism. And that's something that I remember as a child being quizzed on all the time by my mother. She would always ask me about my catechism, always. And that makes an impression. That makes an impression. That tells a child that that is something important in your life, this knowledge and love of the Catholic faith. So you quiz them on their catechism, but more importantly, I think, that you teach children yourself. You actually make a point of giving them a class in the Catholic religion, in the faith, once a week. It's not just zealots who should do something like this. I think this should be an important part of the life of every traditional Catholic family, that the parents actually have a class for their children every week. And ideally, the person to teach that is not mom, but is dad, because he's supposed to be the figure of authority in the home. He's the head, according to Catholic teaching, of the household. And that makes an impression on children of all ages. If the father takes the time to learn the Catholic faith and to teach it to the children. If you do that for 45 minutes or an hour a week, I guarantee that you will impart the Catholic faith to your children. During that time, if you have young kids, they can work on catechism. You can tell them different catechism stories, read to them from Lives of the Saints. Older children, you have to give them the apologetic stuff and the practical stuff about living the Christian life. You get texts. You have them read their way through text. You read through them. You try to understand them, and you try to present them to the older children, and you discuss them with them. You ask questions. And there should be no exception. At a certain age, the older kids may squawk a little bit about this, but too bad. If you're in the house, if you want to eat, you have to come to the catechism class. You have to learn your faith. And what happens is that consistency, consistency will really give your children a good example and will increase the possibility by 1,000% that they will continue to practice the Catholic faith. There are families throughout this country without the regular access to the traditional Mass and to the sacraments who have pursued a program like this and have been very successful in imparting the faith to their children. It's a good example. It gives them the knowledge that they need. This is your duty as Christians, to study, to understand the Catholic faith so you can know, love, and serve Almighty God. And for parents, it is your duty as well to impart the Catholic faith to your children personally. You are the front line when it comes to your kids in passing on the faith. If you take it seriously enough to take out time during the course of the week to quiz them on their catechism, to be serious about that, to explain things to them, and to conduct a little class once a week that will show them that you take it seriously, they will take it seriously. You have a grave obligation as parents to pass along the faith. And it's an obligation of your state of life. So when you examine your conscience every day and before you go to confession, you should ask yourself, what have I done since I've been to confession the last time in the way of imparting the faith to my children? We have only 40 minutes a week, and this is not something that is sufficient in the long run, that you have to do the rest, that you have to carry it out, you have to continue it. I encourage parents today to discuss this among themselves. And if you're not doing something in this regard, make some practical resolutions about how you are going to do it. We begin the Christian life, the baptism, with the instruction that we receive in the commandments. That instruction must continue throughout our lives. We have to study the faith ourselves to acquire the knowledge that we need. And parents, we have to not only study it, but have the zeal to pass it along to our children. May Almighty God today grant us perseverance in this resolution so that parents may hand on the faith to the next generation. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.